Hello again. Glad to have you back. I'm still Mark, and this is still Steam Spy Solo Stories. Hopefully you already knew that from the podcast title, but that's enough introduction. Let's get right to the action, shall we? What's currently happening is my character, Roland Doyle, is helping Dragon Sect agent Yoza Sachiko defect from her organization. We were trapped on an island with Dragon Sect agents looking for us, but eventually we found a hollowed out log, and we're using that as a canoe, basically, to float out to sea and get out of there and get somewhere else. That allowed us to escape the island before the Dragon Sect caught us. Now, obviously, this log isn't really a canoe, so it's probably not very seaworthy. It's hard to control. It's probably not too stable in the water. We're really going to be at the mercy of the wind and the tides, and you know, we probably have some sticks for paddling, but we don't have too much control. So I'm going to set our direction randomly here and just see which way we're actually going. I'm going to roll a d6. It's a 1. So if we did like a clock, the 1 o'clock position would end up kind of north-northeast. And looking at a map, that would point us, actually that would still be kind of towards the east coast of Russia. Now Russia, interestingly, is the home of Stalina Verka, who's the agent that I just killed on the island. So this could be interesting if we ended up in Russia. But that's assuming we even make it that far. We don't have many supplies. Let's see if we encounter any other vessels as we float along. Yes, and could this be the St. Agatha, the Unified Alliance ship, my home base? That would be really convenient. No, couldn't be that easy. So who does this ship belong to? Let's see. Oh, the Diamond Club. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Now, this is bad, but it could be worse. Actually, this could be really interesting. Could this be Irina Dolce's ship? She was working with the Dragon Sect. Yes, it is her ship, but she's no longer working with the Dragon Sect, so she's not actively looking for us. Just pure coincidence. So she's not looking for us. She may not see us. However, we don't really have many options. We can't run. We can't get away from her in this canoe. We're not going to be able to fight anything. I wasn't able to get too many supplies, so we probably may not survive much longer if we just go at it on our own. So we're going to have to flag them down and probably give ourselves up and see where that takes us. So I'm going to stand up in this wobbly canoe, kind of trying to keep our balance, keep from capsizing, and wave down this passing ship until it pulls up and takes us aboard. Once we're aboard, we're going to be taken to Irina.
Well, if it isn't Agents Doyle and Sachiko, what are the two of you doing way out here?
Some of us can't afford a nice yacht like this, Irene. Can I call you Irene? She'll ignore that.
I could afford a much nicer yacht if I turned you both into the Dragon Sect. I assume that's who you are running from. I bet they would offer a very nice reward.
Now, I'm going to have to try to do some fast talking here. And this is going to be against her face. 9. That's a success. But there has to be something more. I have to offer something in return. So let me try this. Irina, Surely we can be more useful to you in other ways. We are a couple of very competent agents. Isn't there something we could do that would be worth dropping us off somewhere and forgetting that you saw us? What is there that we can do? It's time for the inspiration stimulator. Let's see. Release. Success. Release success. What if she wants me to release one of her agents who is being held by the Shadow Bureau? Of course. Okay. They're right there in Russia. That's where we're heading. So that makes so much sense. Not only that, but she just collaborated with the Dragon Sect to have me kill a Shadow Bureau agent. So it makes perfect sense that she wants to act against them. That all of that may have been because of this conflict with this captured agent of hers. But now, in order to keep Irina from turning us in, I am going to have to release one of her terrorists from a gulag in the wilds of Eastern Russia. And this also makes sense, because I'm expendable. If I'm caught, I'm not part of her organization. So, boom, she has plausible deniability. And, obviously, Irina's going to hang on to Yoza to make sure that I don't run off and double-cross her. So, this makes so much sense. Okay, so, that's what we're doing. Now, I assume the crew is going to find a nice deserted inlet somewhere on the east coast of Russia. And they can pull the yacht in and moor it somewhere, probably, yeah, let's say, maybe it's an old dock or something that they know about. And that way they can put me ashore. So I am going to have to go inland by myself and head to this prison. Now, the good news is that these gulags have a tendency to be relatively low on security. They rely more on their remoteness and the elements to discourage escape. But that means I'm going to have to get in and out of there pretty quickly. And I'm going to assume that the Diamond Club, they want me to succeed, really. So I'll say they're willing to provide me with some of the equipment that I need, as long as I'm not too outrageous. But I'm going to have some sort of transportation. It's got to be small. It's got to be something I can carry with me, probably, if I'm going to be have a stealthy approach at all. Let's say it's a rocket-powered sled. Not like a full sleigh, like Santa's sleigh, but one of those little flexible flyer kind of things that kids have with the skids. That I can just carry on my back. And two people can kind of climb on that and ride it. I know we used to do that as kids, so we should be able to do that. Probably be a little tight for two grown adults, but it'll be fast, it's light, it's quick. And I think that makes a lot of sense. So, we'll say I get to where I need to be, I cross inland, and I've arrived right at the edge of the tree line. So I'm staring off across a wide open expanse of snow that leads up to this small, isolated prison. But any approach is going to be in full view of the guards. So, you know what? We're going to see how that goes next time in the next exciting chapter of Steam Spy Solo Stories, the Prison Break episode. Until then, don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't miss any of these episodes. And I'll see you then. That's it for this episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. You can find all of our episodes on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour. You can also follow us on Twitter at tabletopcast or on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour. You can contact us at our email, tabletopradiohour@gmail.com, and find our website at tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com, where you can also find information about our Patreon. End transmission, over and out.